today's shir, fourth chapter of Hilchos Gittin, which contains 25 halachas. The first 8 halachas deal with the laws concerning the ink, the material, and the language of the get. Halachas 9 through 11 deal with the wording and legibility of the script. Halachas 12 through 14 deal with the form of get. Halachas 15 through 17 deal with if there was an eraser or additions or torn things in the get. Halachas 18 and 19 deal with get written by and which was for several couples. Halacha 20 through 23 deals with two gets written on the same scroll. Halacha 24 deals with a get written in two columns. And the last halacha deals with a get which has extra additions appended to it. The Rambam begins as follows. Halacha Aleph. In case as a get, you do not write a get. Ela bedavah shirishuma eimit, only with something that leaves a permanent mark. Kagain, for example, diye v'sikah v'kumis v'kalknoisis ukiyetzben. For example, regular ink, red dye, gum ink, vitriol and similar type of inks. Avlam kasu b'davah she'ena emid. However, if you wrote it with something that does not last, kagain mashkin u'mei peris, for example, with beverages or fruit juices, ketzben ain't a get. In such a case, is not a good get. Kasu b'eva b'shachar u'b'shichur kasha v'ein kesem b'lechatchila. If you wrote a get with lead or with stylus or with coal, it is kasha. However, from the outset, you should not do it with. You should not write with such materials. Halacha beis kesem b'mei iftza lechatchila al gabei haniyor va'or kietzben lechatchila. From the outset, you could write get with galnut juice on paper, hide, and the like. However, he says, "Avalei al gabi megila afutzim epnesha ain a nicker." However, you cannot write it on a galnut scroll because the writing would not be visible. Vim kasrei neged. If you write on it, it is not a kosher get. Chen kol kietzvei. All similar cases. Al kol kesen as a get, you can write a get on all materials. Even if it was a material which was forbidden to derive benefit from it, the get can even be written on material that could be falsified. So it might be a question if it was written on a kosher get or not, providing that the husband who gives it to the wife in the presence of witnesses of delivery. Halacha Gimel, Ketzed, case of Alaniya Machuk Val Difter, how does the halacha apply? So we say you could write it on paper which was, on which there was previous writing and it was erased. Val Difter Val Acheres Val Olin Val Yadish Al Eved Val Keren Shal Pura. Or you could write it on partially treated skin or on a potsherd or on leaves, on the hand of a slave, on the horn of a cow. You make the law and you give over to the woman, however, the servant, vapara, and the cow, or niyar machuk, or the paper which was erased, vadiftira, or the partially treated skin, ukietzla, bifnei eden, or any other similar case in the presence of witnesses. Haya get chokuk al yadei shel eved. If you had written the get and it was engraved on the hand of the slave, b'ksuvas kaka, that it was tattooed into the hand, not just written, it was tattooed into the hand, v'yeitzim itachas yada, and he is produced by the woman with the signatures of the witnesses, likewise tattooed upon his hand. So harezim agreshes apal pisha ein la edim misiris. So we say that the woman is considered divorced even if she has no witnesses to testify to the delivery. Then the Rambam says, "Shari eini yachol zayv." The reasoning being because in such a case the get could not be falsified. Fil hayim muhzakim ba'avet shehu shalei v'get chokak al yadei v'hu yetsi mitachas yada. Even if it was a get that the the slave who the get's written on his, who the get is tattooed on his hand and is produced, and the woman's showing that the slave with the get, we know that this get ever belonged to the husband, and she's coming and saying Be'edim Nimsali, that it was delivered to me in the presence of witnesses. So then we say Harezu Suffolk Megureshes, it is a doubt if on the Gerishin. Why Shemim Mi'atzmi Nichneslo? Because we're afraid maybe the slave went on his own initiative, not that the husband gave over the slave. Sha'agedis Einlin Chazaka. Because the Gemara says in Baba Basra that there's a presumption that you cannot make any chazaka with gedis, which are livestock, because they go on their own back to the herd or from where they came. It's the same thing we're afraid with the slave, being he knew the wife of the husband, so therefore the slave maybe went to her on her own. It's a whole sugya in Cheska Sabbatim. Hayer aget chokok al atabla va'edim alav, hu yeitzim itachas yodah. If you have a get engraved on a board with the witness's signatures on it, and it's coming out from under her hand, apal pi she'ein muchzakim b'tavla she'ishalah, harezu megureshes. So, even though the presumption is that the board is hers, nevertheless we say it is a good get and she's divorced. Why? She'isha atme kisevis eskitei, because a woman is allowed to write her own get. Same king maget al bechesim in aim sham edi mesira, because the certification of the get would be affected by the witnesses signed on it if there were no witnesses to the delivery. So therefore, the witnesses would testify that it was written in a good way. You have to explain this case in the Rambam that speaking that after, although we know it's hers and she might have written it, but then later on she was makna the get to her husband, because by a get it has to be because of Vinasan, that the husband, Vinasan Biyodi, the husband has to give it over to her hand. If she owned it the whole time, it would not be a good get. Halacha, next halacha, halacha vav. Chokak get al aluch al evne al tash al matchis. If you had engraved the get on a board, on a stone, or on a metal plate, then the halacha is as follows. Im chofa yachia asis kosher. If you scoop out the legs of the letter, then the get is valid. Shazah ksavu, because this constitutes writing. Hareyu eime ksuva be'eit bazel. Kaleima shehu chayfer. Because it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu 17, chapter 17, Pasuk 1, that it's written with a pen of iron, which implies that he scooped out the writing. The same halacha applies if he engraves the letters from the back of the plate so that they stand out on the face of it, it's a kosher get. However, if you scoop out the hollow inside of the letters so that the legs rise above, from both sides of the coin, or from the stone, whatever, so then it's like a writing which is on a gold dinar, which appears on both sides of it, and then we say it's not a get, because this is not this does not constitute writing. Halacha Zayin. Hamaka ala or tavnis, ksav esha rosham ala or tavnis, ksav areza kosha. If you merely scrape a hide in such a way to form lettering, or you make a tracing on it to form lettering, we say it's kosher. Kesen is a get b'chol ksav b'chol loshen. You can write a get in any script or in any language. Get a kosher b'ksav min aloshen is a eid of chesumim b'ksav acher kosher. Even if the language is one thing and the signatures are another from a different language, it's still kosher. Providing that the witnesses are familiar with the language of the script and the writing. Halacha chas. Echad min ha'edim chosam b'ksav. If one of the witnesses signs in the script of one language, ve'ed sheni b'ksav loshen acher, kosher, and the other one signs in a different language, it's kosher. Avum hayu miktus aget kosa b'loshen u'miktusa b'loshen aches pasul. However, if part of the actual get itself was written in one language and the other part was written in another language, then we say it is not a kosher get, it's a pasul get. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he brings down that the source of this is in the Tesefta, of this halacha is in the Tesefta, and over there it says that if it was written in five languages and signed in five languages, then it is pasul. However, if they would all sign in one language, although it was written in two different languages, it seems it would be kosher. The Mefarshim explained that the Rambam holds that although the Gemara and the Tesefta says that a getcha kosel b'chamash ashenis, that it was written in five languages and signed in five languages, is pasul, the Rambam holds that even if it was signed in one language, it would also be pasul, as long as it was not written in one language. Because being the get is a thing for its own, so it cannot have changes in it. However, why does the Rambam hold that if the two Edom signed in different languages, it is good? Because each chsim is a thing by its own. And they just explained that although you're not, according to the Rambam, you cannot write it in two different languages, you can write part of it in Lashon HaKedesh and part of it in Lashon HaRamis, because both of them were given from Sinai, and they're considered like one language, and therefore today, the minhag is to write part of the get in Ivris, in Hebrew, and most of it in Aramis. Halacha test. Kol lashon sheyichta ba get tzarech sheyizor ha-sefer b'divrei get shelo yimashmon shnei inyanis ad shenimtza keira eim eshema v'kach v'kach neskaven. Shein mashmoi lashon gerishin. The Rambam sings as follows. Whatever language the get is written in, and we said that you can do it in different languages, it's just the scribe who's writing the get should be very careful with the wording, in order that it shouldn't be an ambiguous language that the reader might say perhaps he meant such and such a thing. And then it would not imply divorce. But then again, maybe he'll say perhaps he meant this and this thing, which would imply divorce. Therefore, you have to write a clear language that leaves no doubts. Ela yid varm shena and sabak beis aloshin, it should be wording that has no doubt at all in that language, al mashmei in yinechad, rather it means one thing, shagirish, that the man divorced his wife, v'shalach plainius plainius, and he sent his wife away. Alocha yud, v'chein tzach shiye aksav mevur ha-hetav ba'es aksar shiyichte bay, and also the writing has to be clear in the particular script that he is using, to such a degree that even to a degree that children who know that language should be able to read it. That we're speaking about children that are neither too bright, neither dumb, but average child who's acquainted with that script should be able to read it. And the script should not be crooked or confused, because we're afraid one letter might look like another, and which would result in the meaning of the wording changing around. Halach yidalf. Hayibay mashmash nein yannis. If the language was ambiguous, which meant to, could be interpreted two ways. Ayshayib biksavay ikum ay bilbul. Or if it was crooked or mixed up, atshashashika mimeni nyachit, until that you could read it to mean a different thing. However, Nicolinian Agarishan, Vieshim by Mashma Gershon, Harez the Apostle. So then we said, the get is considered defective, that as long as it's been could be read for the purpose of divorce and could be understood as implying divorce, we consider the get puzzle. Kvar Nagri Yisol Kulam Lichtav Aget Lashon Arami. Now the Rambam says that although we said you could write in different languages, the minhag is to write it in Aramic. And in the following nusach, although we said you can write it even lechatchila from the onset in any different language you want. The Rambam used the lashon over here, pasul. He did not use the lashon batul, and he explained in the previous parak in parak Beis Halacha Chazayin the difference between these the lashonos. The Zahu Nusach HaGet, this is the accepted Nusach of the Get. B'kach b'Shabbos, b'kach b'kach l'yerech pleini b'Shabbos, on this and this day of the week, and on such day of the month. kach v'kach v'tzit, so many years, eilishteres, l'minyan ter gilna l'minni bei, hacha b'makam pleini, or else the era of the documents, according to the reckoning that is customary here in such and such a place, because different, some places they would write to the years of the king, or other type of ways of calculating years. Eicha no pleini bar pleini de makam pleini, how such and such a person, I so and so from such and such a place. The whole shum achan v'chenicha de islay ulavasi laasoy ulaasoyin davasi tzvisi berus nafshi bedelei anisna upatis v'shavkis v'truchis yasichi lechi ano plainis bas plainis de mosa plainis. Chol shum achen v'chenicha de islechi u'avosaychi u'asreichi v'asrein davaseichi de di aves antoisi min kadmus dono v'chdu patis v'shavkis treches yiseichi lechi de yisavin v'shor v'shaltor b'nashreichi l'mahach l'isnasu l'chol gavad yisyatsin v'nish l'yimcha b'yidechi min shmai min yei medinan u'la'elam. This was all wording in Aramaic, which meant as follows: how I, such and such a person, from such and such a place, or whatever other name or surname which could be used for myself, for my forefathers, my own place, and my forefathers' place, have resolved of my own free will without force, and have accordingly released, let go, sent off the woman to yourself, such and such a woman, the daughter of such and such a city, whatever other name or surname which could have been used for you, for her, your forefathers, your place, and your forefathers' place, who until now was my wife, and now I release her, let her go, and send her off to herself, that she's authorized and empowered over her own self to go forth, and she can marry whoever she wants, and let no man stop her from this day on and further. And then the Rambam continues in Hebrew, V'arei at muteres l'chol odom, and you are permitted to all other men, V'dayin di yahavi lechir minoy sefer truchin v'get beturin v'ger shvukin kedas meshe v'yisrael. And these presents shall be to you from me a sending off, a get of release, a letter of letting go, according to the laws of Meshe and Yisrael. Ve'edim chesmen lamatik meisha biyanu, and the witnesses sign on the bottom, like we explained, pleini ben pleini aid. On each of the witnesses it says, so and so the son of so and so witness, so and so the son of so and so a witness. And the Rambam explains in different places that although this whole thing is written in the get, you could basically prepare most of the form beforehand, only certain lines have to be written in b'shas the get itself. Halacha Yud Gimel. Kshayichtev aget b'lashon zeh b'nusach zeh layichtev v'dein b'yud shem yikra aker v'din kleim mishpat yir b'ni v'nach. When you'll write the get in this language and according to this form, so you should not spell the word v'dein and these presents with a yud, because then it might be understood to mean v'din, which means a judgment between me and you, a litigation between us. Layichta v'geres v'yud, shem yikra kev v'igares, kleim im zinus. And also the word v'geres, which means in a letter, you should also not write with a yud, because the reader might read it to mean v'igares, meaning that if you should commit adultery. V'layichta v'mahach v'yud, shem yikra kev li mahach kleim li schek. You should also not write that word with a yud, because maybe the person would read it as li mahak, meaning, which would mean unto me henceforth. Yichtav to heaven with seven, b'shtei yudin sham yikra kray to heaven with seven claim shu medabe im shtei nashim v'nimtza shein megarish azu al shtei mecheres. And he also should not write those words with the word li mahak would mean not you'll be unto me, rather it will be as a joke. And these words should not be with two yuds, because it might be referring to, you might imply it that the husband speaking to two women, and is divorcing not this particular woman but two others. Similarly, the v'chein yarech lav the duchu shema tedama liyud v'yikim ashmei v'kidei kleime b'tnaiza after Esach. And the Rambam says similarly, the word, the letter vav in v'kidei and now should be long, should not be, he should make the letter long, because otherwise it might look like a yud, and it would read ukadev, meaning on this condition I am divorcing you, and a get cannot have conditions. V'chein, chen yarech levav de turchen, v'shvukin, shem, and you should also make the vavs in those words longer, shem etid meliud, because we're afraid otherwise it would look like a yud, v'yiyah mashmei tuichen, v'shvikin, klemish, u'emela, shehi, shavka, esay, v'gisha, esay. Because otherwise, if it would look like a yud, it might mean that she was divorcing him, letting him go and divorcing him. And we know the husband has to divorce her. And in any language you have to write, that you're using to write, you have to be careful that it shouldn't be something that could be interpreted two ways. If you wrote it in this nusach, in this language, without making the vavs long, all Zaykasa Ayudin that he says, so he did not write the double Yud. Zaykasa Ayudin Shamanu Shalei Yichtivu, or he wrote the Yudin that we said you should not write. Harei Zay Get Puzzle, so in all these cases it's a Get Puzzle. Chen Kol Ki Yetzibze, Bechol Lashon Puzzle. And any similar case in a different language that would make it sound wrong, so in any language it would make the Get Puzzle. The Ravid says, Ava Maimir Kosov Gain Kol Eila Dukdukim Bish Habal Eimir Umar. That all these laws are dealing with, and later on the husband comes and says it's not a good get. But if he would hold, if he agrees to the get, then it would be good, if he's not arguing it. Halacha Tasvav, Get Shemachak Bei Eisei Teva Eishatola Bei Nashitin. If you have a get which has a letter or a word erased, or which was suspended between the lines, and the halach is as follows. If this occurs according to the formal part of the get, then we say it is considered a kasha get. However, if it's from the teref, if it's in the particulars of the get, which deal with the names, etc., then we say it's no get. The Ram doesn't use the word here, puzzle. It says, ain't a get, it's no get at all. Im hichzer upirish b'seif aget, sha'ez plain is t'luya, ayal mochak, afilu mitreyu faget, kosher k'shar shtaris. If, however, at the end of the get, it goes back to explain that such and such a letter was suspended or was written in over an eraser, then even if the correction was made in the tariff of the get, then we also say it's a good get. Because it's explaining itself, like any other star which can explain itself later. Same halach applies with a get that was torn the length and the width. Shehu kra shel beizdin hareza get batel kishar shteris, which is a tear that beizdin makes, then we say it's a get batel, it's invalid, null and void, like in all other deeds. However, if it was torn but not in a manner different, not in a manner that the Beis Din used does, then we say it's a kasha get. If the get was decayed or rotted or became like a sieve, then we say it is still valid. If the writing is blotted out or blurred, but its outline is still intact, then the halacha is as follows. If it can still be read, then it's kosher. If not, then we say it's not a get at all. The Rambam continues. When does this halacha apply? When the get comes out of the woman's hand, she produced the get with the signatures of the witnesses on it. Ve'ein sham edim misira, and there are no witnesses of the delivery. Avim yesham edim shenimsa get b'fneim, if there are witnesses that the get was given over in front of them. Vahaya kasha, and at that time it was kosher. Hareza kasha, so then we say the get is a kosher get. Afal pishaya teref get al machak, although the particular part of the get was written on something that was erased. between the lines, Ayshayakur Shasveva, even if it was torn the way Bezdin Tezaget Kishanasam Labifneim, when it was delivered to her in their presence. Because although right now it's possible, but they say that when they were given, when they saw it given over, it was a kosher get. Halach Yirches, Chamisha Shekosu Get Echav Chamish Nishasayim. If you have five men who wrote one get for their five wives, so then the halacha is as follows. Im kasvu bechlal, if they wrote it jointly, and now the Rambam gives example, kagein shekasu bekach b'shabbos kirish plainy leplainis, on this day of Shabbos, A divorced B, uplainy leplainis, and C divorced D, v'chein ama kolechem en leishtei, and each one told his wife, and it says each one told his wife, lechi di sehavin v'chol teif v'saget v'shnei edim v'chsuvim v'mat harei zeh get kosher. So and in the Rambam says in this fashion each one says his wife you should be for yourself and you could be permitted to everybody else, and the rest of the form of the get, and it has two witness signed below, so then we say it's a valid get v'yinasin, and it should be given. It should be given over to each of the five women with the edim of the delivery. And if there were no witnesses for the delivery, then the halacha is kol shateitz megillah zemitachas shed megureshes. Only the woman who produces the get from underhand is divorced. However, if it, the get was written as follows, that on this and this day, A divorced B. The hishum get with his, and they finished the get, and then this kutachtov, and then it started again underneath get acha beis megillah on that same scroll, a different get. The kasev and it's written ubiyem zeh, and on this day or bekach b'shabbos, or this day of the week, he is planning and planning to see the voice. D the hishum get asheni, and then it finished the second get. V'chein atch, and then it began again the third get. Atch hishum kol agitin veidim umata. Until it finished all five gittin, and then the witnesses are signed on the bottom. So then we say, in nitna megillah zu l'chol achas men beidim mesira, if this megillah was given to each of the women with witnesses of the delivery, harei kulan megreshes, all five women are divorced. V'im ein shem beidim mesira, and if there were no witnesses on the delivery, v'ayis megillah zu yetzim tachas yad achas mehen, and the get was going out of the, one of the women produced the get, so then the halacha is as follows. Im haisa, if this was the woman shagita b'achreina, that her, the fifth woman whose get was the last one, sha'edim nekarin ima, that the edim's names go together with the last get, when you finish reading the, when you finish the inside of the fifth get, automatically you have the edim's signatures, hareza megreshes, then that woman is divorced. Hareza megillah yeitzem tachas yad achas min hashenis. However, if the get is being produced by one of the first four women, and the edim signatures only after the fifth woman, hareza suffolk megreshes, then it's a suffolk on the gerushin. Halacha yutas. Kosavanu plenu plenu gerashin nishisainu plenus u plenus vishim aget afa pishinimsa lachalachas men beidemain aget. If he writes, if they write in the get as follows, we, for example, A and B divorce C and D, so then we say it's not a get, although it was given to each one with Adam. Shainstein noshim miskashis beget echad. Because two women cannot be divorced with one get. Shinema for tzitin in the Torah, because of love, v'leila ulachaveta, not to her and her friend. However, if later on chazu portum b'techa get, if later on it went and it specified them further on in the get, kosav and it writes plainly girish plainness that A divorced C and B divorced D, so then at this and this time harei l'kshem, then the get is valid. Halacha chav kosav shnei gitim b'shnei dapim b'megillah achas zeh b'tzad zeh. If he writes two gets and two columns on the same scroll side by side. Im yesham shnei edim nekroyim b'seif get zeh v'shnei edim b'seif get zeh is kosher. If you have two witness signatures at the end of one get and two witnesses signature at the end of the other get, then it's a valid get. V'chol shateitz megillah zeh mitachas sedim megureshes. And whichever woman produces the get, she is the woman who will be divorced. And the second woman would not be divorced until she would bring edim mesira, the witnesses that was given over to her. How you halacha chaf aleph? Hayusham Shnei Eidim Bovad, Bayim Mitachas Getze, Litachas Getze, if there were only two witnesses signed, and signatures go extend from below one get to below the other get, then the halach is as follows. Im Yotze Mitachas Yadze Sha'edim Nekroyim Im Gita Reza Megreshes. If the get is produced by the woman with whose get the signatures of the witnesses form a natural sequence that it flows afterwards, then you say she's divorced. However, if the get goes out of the hand of the other woman, she'ena edim nekramima, that the names of the witnesses do not read together with it, ena get, it's not a get, achim salaba edim, until it will be given over to her with the edim asira. And that would apply to the previous halach also, chaf, that the woman who has, when the Ram said the woman who has the get is divorced, however, the other woman would need edim asira. Halacha chaf beis. Kasa shnei gitin b'shnei datin zelamar mizeh. If he writes two gitin in two columns, one above the other, and in this case you have a edim bein shnei gitin, and the signature of the witnesses between the two gitin, then the halacha is as follows. Shenimtzu b'sefer rishon lomayla min hasheni, the witness's signature comes out below the first get and above the second get, and the halacha is as follows. Imayi yaitim tachas yad ze she'edim nekorim b'sef gita areza megureshes, v'zu she'edim nekorim b'reish gita lomayla einu megureshes. If the document, the get, is produced by the woman whose get concludes and then you have the signatures, then she's divorced. However, the woman whose get is preceded by the signatures that was above the other get, so then she's not divorced. Ha'edim shechosin b'reish adav shal get a mitzidei emachur v'edim ein a get v'mnimso b'edim kosher. If you have witnesses' signatures at the top of the column in which the get is written, or it was on the side or in the back, then it's not a get. However, if it was delivered to the woman in the presence of witnesses, then she'd be divorced through the edim asira. Halacha chav gimel, hikif reish dav zeh, if the top of one column is joined to the top of another column, the eidim ba'emtzen, you have the witness's signatures in the middle, so then which comes out, shenimtzah eidim b'reish ne'agitin, that you have the, at the head of both gitin, you have the Adam's signatures, so then you say Shneim Tim, both gets a bottle, the void vim nimsal by Adam Shneim Kshem, and if it was given over in the presence of witnesses, then they are both valid. Shia mixes a get, if one leaves part of the get, didn't finish it in one column, the kasu b'daf v'sheni, you go in the second column, by Adam Mata b'sef v'daf v'sheni, and the witness, the signature of the witness is below at the end of the second column, so then we say it's kosher. V'husha yiyin nikah b'megillah shalei nichtecha v'shalakach neschavin asef v'shiashim v'daf v'sheni, providing it's clear from the scroll that it was not cut or trimmed, and that it was the scribe's original intention to complete the get in the second column. Alva meina nikah, if you cannot tell from the scroll that he planned on writing in two columns, although there was witnesses on the Mesira, on the giving over, raises suffix Megureshes, still a doubt concerning the Kiddush, the Gerishin. Why? Shemesh ne gitin hayu, maybe it was two separate gets. The nechta mixtazem the sefer daf, and mixtazashin mireisha daf. And maybe part of the end of the first column was cut off, and the top of the second column part of it was cut off. Last halacha. Hareisha kosa get va'acha shagoma kosa sholo b'shem pleni eshol malacha pleni rei kietziv zeh v'chos ma'edim omata v'arei get zeh yetzi mitachas yodo arei zu sopik megreshes shem leichos ma'edim el al shele sholom. The case is as follows. A person wrote a get, and after completing the whole nusach of the get, he writes that, inquire, I pray you, about the welfare of so-and-so, or the person who wrote, peace be unto you, so and so, my friend, or a similar lashon. So then the witness is signed below, and the woman produces the get from under her hand, so then it's a suffix on the gittin. Why? Because it could be that the witnesses signed their name to the Sheila Shalom, to the greetings that were given over one to the other. Avulim Kasab, however, if it were, the person writes, Vishalo B'Shem Pleni, Vishalom Alech Arei Ukiyetsu Zesh, Arei Liva Dvarim Eilo Al Divrei Get Val Shneim Chosmo, Arei Zem Megureshes. If you added a vav and you write and inquire, I pray to you about the welfare of so and so, or am peace be unto you, my friend, or the like, then it's a good get. Why? Because he joined these words to the words of the get, and the signature of the witnesses would be affixed to both parts of it. Nimsal beidim, and if the get was given over to the women witnesses, benkach is a get kosher. Whichever way it was written, if it had a vav or not, it would be kosher because you could rely on the Eidim Mesira.